Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to join us today, this morning. It's a great event. Let me start with a quick self-introduction. My name is Michael Zhu, and I'm a vice president from the Innovation Group. The Innovation Group is basically a consulting and advisory firm that specializes in market assessment, feasibility study, operational optimization, all those advisory services around the globe. We are based in the U.S., have five offices in Orlando, Denver, New Orleans, Aspen, and New York. My area recently, in the past few years, has been really focused on Asia. So I guess it's a pleasure to come here and talk about the next generations of integrated resort in Asia, what, where, and hopefully we can figure out a little bit on the when. So let me start with a quick overview of the involvement history of integrated resort in the past decades or two. What we call integrated resort 1.0 here is really the very early stage of the resort development. With the opening of the Sands Expo and the Convention Center in the 1990s and the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in 2003. What we have categorized here in terms of the attributes of IR 1.0 is really, it's convention-based, it's convention-centered. In some cases, the convention spaces were opened even before the real resort was open. And they have significant convention components as part of the development. These resorts are located primarily in destination locations that can support the convention business, such as Las Vegas. Examples would include the Las Vegas Sands, Venetian, Palazzo, the Sands Expo, and also the Mandalay Bay Resort and the Convention Center here in this town. Now, the development from 1.0 to 2.0, as we witnessed, is really the focus on both the site selection and the business focus perspective. The IR 2.0 properties represent the resorts that are more dual-focused than their IR 1.0 counterparts. These resorts still offer a full suite of amenities, but they are positioned to focus both on gaming and the convention business. These resorts are positioned to serve a different customer segment than the IR 1.0, which is the VIP gaming segment. Locations of example would be Macau and Singapore, and the properties would be something like Venetian Macau and the Marina Bay Sands. And moving forward to IR 3.0, site selection remained consistent while the business focus changed. I think here the most significant change is really the shifting of focus from VIP gaming segment to the premium mass and even the general grind mass or the tourists. These resorts are located in or near the urban centers such as Manila, the entertainment city in the Philippines, Hong Kong / Macau, and also Seoul / Incheon in South Korea. Examples in our opinion would be entertainment city resorts in Manila, the studio city in Macau, and the proposed Mohegan Sun Inspire resort in Incheon, Korea. One thing that I do want to point out here related to the earliest to the newest development is it's not, for the gaming segment, as we know, the focus is shifting from VIP segment to the premium mass, even the general mass. But on the other hand, there is also an interesting involvement, or shifting of focus from gaming component to the non-gaming amenities and offerings. As we have watched the market, both from a government's regulatory or directional perspective and from the resort operators' operating views, gaming, especially in Macau, has come down so much in the past year or two, well, almost 2 years now. I think Macau just witnessed the 24th month of continuous decline in gaming revenue. So personally, I believe, you know, where we are here, where Las Vegas is, probably is what or where Macau needs to head to, if not in 3 to 5 years, then 8 to 10 years. Somehow, you know, the city needs to be repositioned, not as a gambling town or gambling capital of the world, but to the full extent of a truly entertainment destination, with, you know, gaming offerings, but also the non-gaming amenities and the world-class service levels, non-gaming components and offerings. Here's just a quick view of, in our opinion, you know, what's where these the next generation of IRs are going to happen in the following decade. For example, Japan, according to our study and the research and outreach to the industry experts, you know, Japan strongly considered IR legislation in the past 2 years. However, it is now stalled. Legislation would have allowed for one large IR in Tokyo/Yokohama area, one in Osaka, and one regional resort to a location that is to be determined. The current status is that legislation is stalled and might be re-engaged later on this year after the election, but it is doubtful that anything will transpire in the near future. Korea, we have seen multiple foreigners only casinos in Seoul, Busan, and Jeju. There's, as we know, only one out of the 17 casinos. The Kwangwon Island property allows the local Korean citizens to gamble. The new IR development currently under construction near Incheon is a partnership development project between Segasami, a Japan pachinko company, and the Paradise Entertainment. There's supposed to be another one, well, technically speaking, there is still another one, but a joint venture between Caesars and Lippo, which is a Hong Kong-listed real estate firm. But that project, you know, have seen some recent dynamic which indicated it's going to be stalled somehow, at least in the near future. Recent IR tandem process require approximately $1 billion of project budget. Last year, Mohegan Sun Consortium, the Mohegan Tribe gaming property from Connecticut, U.S., won the bid for the license and is currently establishing a development team. If I recall the number correctly, that project overall is supposed to cost about $5 billion in all the phases, which is going to take probably 5 to 7 years to complete all the phases. Moving on to Taiwan, as we know, the current law allows for IR development on adjacent islands, Jingmen, Penghu, and Mazu. But all these adjacent islands or neighboring islands need to have a local referendum approval on top of the legislation, the statewide legislation. Penghu will have referendum in the next couple of months. And if it passes, there could be some development movement in the near future. Mazu has passed the referendum, but limited infrastructure has hampered the development process. Cayman has not passed the referendum. Technically speaking, that could happen in the future, but I think given the overall infrastructure development and access to the island, the potential is somehow much smaller than what Penghu would have. Limited current development opportunities on Taiwan Island, which is the main island in Taiwan. I think it's we're not expecting to see any significant move in the near future. In terms of Vietnam, currently the only IR operational is the Grand Ho Chi Minh property. It's located about 2.5 hours south of Ho Chi Minh City. The other IR in Hoi An by Chow Tai Foo, the Hong Kong-listed conglomerate, and the Sun City Group, a Macau-based junket operator, Currently, that property is under construction and supposed to be open in late 2008 or early 2009. Vietnam's national draft regarding national draft gaming decree regarding whether or not the locals are allowed to play is still under advisement from the central government. This decree will set the development protocols, tax rate, local gaming options, and also establish the industry in the country. Rumors has it that, you know, the discussions related to the decree started in the middle of last year. So it's been at least a year, probably a year and a half since the initial discussion. Nothing, no formal announcement whatsoever has been made at this point. I think the industry is really waiting to see the newest development from the central government related to that aspect. Other development opportunities in Vietnam are on the island of Phu Quoc in the south, and also the Hang Long Bay near the northern Vietnamese border with China. Another country that's worth, you know, discussion is Cambodia. Casino gaming is allowed in Cambodia, but it is under development. You know, the current properties, most of them are located near the border of Cambodia, Thailand, and Cambodia, Vietnam, except the Naga World in Phnom Penh. Cambodia overall has a pretty loose regulatory regime, and the political risk is high in that country, which hinders overall growth and the development of the market. Now, another possible area for the growth in the future is the Sihanouk. We have heard quite a few news and internal discussions regarding the growth potential in that particular city, given its location, you know, proximity to the other gateway cities in Asia, and the overall good access in terms of flights. But we think overall, you know, as mentioned, the political risk is high in Cambodia. There is no clear regulatory structure in terms of tax rate, you know, locals play. Technically speaking, even the Naga World in Phnom Penh does not allow locals to gamble. But from our previous site visit to the property, you know, we think that there are a limited number of local Cambodian citizens, you know, at the property. So I guess the point here is, you know, given the situations in the country, the potential growth in Sihanouk is definitely there, but I think we probably want to see a better regulatory structure, a better operational environment, and stronger support from the government to really see significant growth in the near future. A quick overview on the other markets in Asia. Thailand currently doesn't have any gaming. We do not see that changing in the next 6 to 12 months. Myanmar, the country doesn't allow for gaming or casino, but could change as tourism industry continues to expand in that area, strong political risk could still be a big factor in the country. Now, India potentially is going to be one of the largest source market in the world in terms of gaming revenue, but it has a very limited supply from surrounding countries, and there's only a few casino properties of very small scales in Goa and Sikkim. India, in our opinion, is a market, you know, definitely worth watching in the next 2 to 5 years. We think there could be some interesting movement in the second half of this year. Given what's announced, there was the attorney who challenged the law who brought up this topic. You know, technically speaking, gaming was passed or was legalized back in the 70s, almost 40 years ago. in the state of Maharashtra. So I think the High Court, the Supreme Court of the state, is currently reviewing it and is requesting the government to respond to that to that issue. So hopefully, in the, like I said, in the second half of this year or early next year, we can have a more clear answer from the government in that aspect. And if everything goes well, India is definitely going to be one of the significant source markets in that region. So that pretty much ends my presentation here. Like I said, it was a quick overview of the development history and our expectations on where and when the next generation of IRs are going to happen in Asia. So I'm gonna leave the Q&A sessions after Mr. Sasaki, Professor Sasaki's presentation. Thank you very much for your time.
So I'll start with my presentation. So my name is Kazuaki Sasaki from Japan. So I am an associate professor of Toyo University. So my department is a department of the international tourism. So that's good for the IR. So my theme is a comparison of the integrated resort law to resort law in Japan. So abstract. That is casino driving forces promotion law, was submitted to the Congress now, but not yet discussed. That's the situation about Japan IR. So IR promotion law is to make IR implementation laws, that is program laws. This IR promotion law is a little similar to resort law in 1987. So you know that in 1987 to the 1990s, from the 1990s, so the Japan economy was the strongest in the world, but in the bubble economy, you know. So I review comparison of two laws and come to some conclusion. This is my theme of this presentation. Next, contents. The number one, current state of gaming industry in Japan, and number two, the promotion law for specific complex tourism facilities areas development. So to speak, the IR promotion law. And number three, law for development on comprehensive resort areas. So to speak, the resort law in 1987. And number four, reviewing a law for development of comprehensive resort areas, resort law. And number five, Tokyo Olympic in 2020. And at last, the conclusion. At first, current state of gaming industry in Japan, introduction to the Japan's gaming. You know the Japanese Criminal Code 185 and 186 and 187 prohibit to bet goods and money by chance. But there are many legalized gaming in Japan. So you know the horse racing law permit to bet horse racing, bicycle racing law permit to bet bicycle racing, motorcycle racing permit to the bet motorcycle racing, then Rotary Law or permit to bet Rotary, and Toto Law permit to bet Toto. Probably, so some of you heard that Professor Tatsuro Tanioka's presentation yesterday. So he says, there is no legal education in Japan. So because so there is no casino law in Japan, and he says, so there are many illegal casino in Japan by run by the Yakuza. So the underground casinos market scale is very huge. So about 5 to 6 years ago, so the one illegal casinos revenue, handle is 1 trillion Japanese yen. Just one illegal casino in the Shinjuku areas. And so, but so you know, the pachinko and the pachinko slot market is the biggest market in Japan. And pachinko and the pachinko slot are regulated by entertainment business law. That system of the gaming law in Japan. And the market scale GGR, so is the biggest market is pachinko and pachinko slot market. I adjusted from 100 to the GGR of the Japan gaming market. But so the almost gaming market is decreasing. Now, this is the situation of Japan gaming market. And the payout ratio, I think, I presume the pachinko is 85% to 80%. And public sector managed gaming is 75%, and total is about 50% payout ratio. Next is a promotion law for specific complex tourism facility area development, so to speak, IR promotion law. Its objective is promotion of tourism and regional economic and improvement of finance. A basic policy matter installation of a headquarter for promotion of specific complex tourism facilities area development. This is Article 1. And definition, specific complex tourism facilities means the casinos established and owned by private meeting facility, recreation facilities, exhibitions, accommodation, etc. That are unity for promotion of tourism. This is Article 2, Section 1. And specific complex tourism facilities areas are permitted by competent minister based on local government. This is Article 2, Section 2. And I said the IR promotion law is a program law, so that after enactment of this law, specific complex tourism facility area development law must be enacted within 1 year. This is Article 5. And basic policies, promotion of specific complex tourism facility area development will be done for accomplishment of attractive staying type tourism that have global competitiveness, revitalizing local economy, and returning casinos facilities revenues that are regulated by nation appropriately to society. This is Article 3. This is outline of the IR from implementation law, IR promotion law. And I said the IR promotion law is to make IR implementation law, so that Japanese government set IR research team in the cabinet secretariat in 2014. And they did two research. They asked external institute to research two times. And the first research is SEMA is number one is a subject area of research Singapore, Nevada, New Jersey, Queensland. And number two is regulation number of IRs, revenue economic impact method to prevent harmful effect. And second research was then, and number one object is grasp the system for prevention of gambling action and real situation in overseas countries. And number two is arrange benefit and cost of IRs. If you can read Japanese, you read the report of this site. And this is the overview of the IR in Japan. And back to 30 years ago. Law for development of comprehensive resort area, so to speak, resort law. So law for development of comprehensive resort laws, so to speak, resort laws, was established in 1987. This objective is a promotion of development of comprehensive functions that are used for sports, recreation, education, cultural activities, leisure, and meeting by prioritizing private sector is for public leisure life and revitalize local economy. It is similar to the IR promotion law. And definition. Specific facilities means facilities that is necessary for sports, recreation, educational, cultural activities, etc. And sports or recreation facilities means ski areas, golf course, marina, etc. And education and cultural facilities means theater, zoo, botanical garden, and museum, etc. And leisure facilities means view facilities and hot spring recreation facilities, etc. Meeting facilities, convention halls, and exhibition space, etc. And accommodations, hotel, rental, beer, etc. And transport facilities, road and terminus, and sales facilities, shopping mall and center of regional special product, etc., and so on. And other facilities that promote benefit for stay, heat supply facilities, food supply facilities, sewage cooperative processing facilities, and information office, etc. It's a kind of integrated resort, non-game, but without game. And a special private facilities and special facilities that are established and managed by private sectors. And the areas, the region of the considerable scale with extent of natural condition, about 150,000 hectares or less is roughly assumed. And the region of sustainable for unity development from the viewpoint of natural, economic, social conditions. And judged by overall considered natural situations such as geographical features, situation of the land use, and situation of the restriction and the price of land, etc. And the level of the accumulation of industry and the population shall not be remarkably high. The exit area in the metropolitan areas, the existing area in Kinki region and all Nagoya city is excluded. The area that is expected to develop considerable specific private facilities. This is the overview of the resort laws. So, Professor, you think that this is the law of IR without gaming. But next, reviewing law for development of comprehensive resort laws, resort areas. But you know, many resort areas that were specified resort area areas are failed. So, almost failed, bankrupted. So I think the cause of the failures, the selected sector resort areas were not strictly selected, and number two, lack of marketing and finance viewpoints, and number three, a lot of similar resort models appeared in various parts of Japan. The profit margin of golf course, condominium and tennis So they are said by the three sacred treasures, the core of the resort. That core of the resort were very low. And the end of bubble economy and not the consideration of environmental side. They are a cause of failures. So, you know, the Japanese so slot machine, punching slot machine maker, so bought the X resort areas. So, and the Japanese so travel agent companies bought X resort areas. They hope to have casinos in Japan. Next, Tokyo Olympics in 2020. As an opportunity for Tokyo Olympics in 1964, first Tokyo Olympics, Shinkansen Super Express Train, the expressway, and Tokyo International Airport, Haneda Airport, were developed. A large-scale bankruptcy of the enterprise come one after another because round of construction of the infrastructure maintenance have completed and inventory piled up in 1965. But Japan economy recovered because of internal external environment in a comparatively short time. And you know the second time Tokyo 2020 Tokyo Olympics was decided in 2013. As an opportunity of Tokyo Olympics in 2020, Japanese economy is relatively steady around Tokyo areas, mainly around Tokyo areas. You know the number of inbound tourists is increasing steadily now, but there are question marks about inbound tourists and economy after 2020 Tokyo Olympics, especially decline of construction sector and tourism sectors. So I review these factors and to the conclusion. IR promotion law that was submitted to the Congress is a little similar to the resort law. The point is that utilize private sector and zoning. And causes of resort law of almost failure are spread zoning one by one and ignorance of marketing and finance. IR promotion law must be considered that limitation of licenses and regarding marketing and finance aspect as important. IR must be established and managed by utilizing local characteristics and the concerns of environment. And the economic situation of 1964 and 1987 are different from current economic situation. 1964 and 1987, Japanese economy was very good, but not so good. So that IR must be considered from the viewpoint of after 2020 Tokyo Olympics game. This is the end of my presentation. This is the reference, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor Sasaki. And I guess it's time for our Q&A sessions. I know we share the information and probably, hopefully, you know, interesting point of views with you. So any questions? Yes, please.
No, that's a very, can you hear me okay? Okay, perfect.
That's a very interesting question and a very, very insightful question, actually. I mean, I just want to make it clear that I'm not an academic person, so I don't really have all those in a long list of references or sources, or I do have a source of data. But from a market view, I think, you know, the further expansions and the new supplies in Macau is going to really focus on the premium mass slash the general mass market. So to that extent, you know, as we know, the penetration, propensity, and you know, frequency, if we consider the huge population in China, gaming propensity is still pretty low. I mean, the penetration rate is probably 0.0% of the total population. So I think the potential is definitely there to support the further expansion. As I, you know, told some friends yesterday, I said, you know, I just came back from a trip to Macau last month. I think the operations are still very healthy over there. It's just the, you know, people had so high expectation, you know, back 2 or 3 years ago when these decisions were made. But now we come to the ground, it's like, oh, you know what, it's not going to be that good. But guess what, the return on capital investment, capital invested, it's still pretty high. I mean, at least, you know, 5 to 10% higher than that in Las Vegas, even with the high high tax rate in Macau. On the other hand, I think a lot of these, you know, new supplies to the market in Macau now has a very heavy focus on the non-gaming offerings and amenities. As we witnessed at the Studio City, for example, I mean, I went there the first time a couple of weeks ago. I was surprised, you know, how everything was put together in such a family-friendly or family-oriented environment where you do have gaming, of course, but on the other hand, you know, the retail, the food and beverage offerings, together with the Hollywood, you know, the studio style themes, I think that creates a very interesting and attractive factor and environment for the entire family. So especially in Macau, I do want to have I do want to add another thing is, you know, across the border to China, to mainland China, you know, the Hengqin Island and also the water parks, the theme parks development in residential area, you know, development on the Hengqin Island is going to incorporate with the casino resort development in Macau to really kind of create a larger area with a focus more on family and on general tourism. So to that extent, I do believe the market still has a lot more potential to explore and to develop, to support the development.
So, thank you, guys. So, I introduced the cabinet secretary's report, but so then, thank you. And you know the Tokyo and Osaka area and Yokohama city, so was submitted the report. So including Macau. So I mean, mainly the chemistry report, but so the other reports, including Macau case and details on the 2-4 beating process, they want to have IR. So that's the, they are researching the Macau case.
Thank you. I know I don't project very well. Never have. In Japan, would you expect that international operators would come in to build these facilities and recreational areas? You would. Okay. I'm trying to put that together with Wynn going after mass market, or Sheldon Adelson.
Invite many high rollers. That's up to them.
That's true. This is true. Thank you.
And what you're saying basically from your talk to customers, Japan probably we're not going to see an integrated resort before the 2020 Olympics.
It's not going to be out. I don't think so. After passing the law, we have to ask many local jurisdictions to submit their plan. And then we judge them. And then construction starts, and while doing so, we have to make all the detailed preparations for everything. And while doing so, we did about 6 years after passing the law.
What are the chances that the automobile will be discussed this year?
Japan is a car country. If some questions occur, always they stop something. And otherwise, very big incidents or political chaos happens, the law will pass, but Japan is a country which somehow creates a big issue.
So your guess of 60% would be later this year?
I don't know. God knows.
Okay, so we this is turning into a discussion of on integrated resorts and various models and systems. So I have a question that perhaps links with the two presentations on the. In the first presentation, you mentioned about IR1, IR2, IR3. So basically, you have an idea of history or evolution of IRs and what ones have, others also have, and so on. I mean, this is obviously subject to lots of discussions, and especially subject to legal regulation, because the legislator may say, okay, there'll be, of course, table games and slot machines, and then how about the rest? Obviously, there's going to be F&B, there's going to be shops, then there may be conventions, there may be entertainment, there may be other culture of education, which is an interesting aspect. And the question, I think the discussion in Macau will be the direction of the future for the next generation. What are the elements that you have to have or may have about transportation, for example? So the question really was then on you have a slide there that lists those elements, those 8 points that the IR can have. I believe this was from the NAP law of 1987. So my question is, those elements are compulsory, they are not compulsory, they are elements that may be in the IR, so how is that, I believe, in the 1987 law? Okay, does that law say that you have to have this, all of these different offerings, or how is that actually regulated?
So, thank you, Ms.
So about in 1980s, and so result also, I review the failures of the cause of the failure, so the eight. So I said the slot machine maker, Sega Sammy, bought so the X result areas. So and you know the Nagasaki prefectures, Sasebo areas, Sasebo is house temples. House temples was X result areas. And so the HIS bought house temples to have the IR. Now, that's the situation. So that we must think about the IR, so resort law, and so the so compose, so review and so rethink, and the I think that we Japanese have the trauma of resort law. So resort, we persuade the Japanese that IR law, implementation law, is different from IR law, resort law. So I reviewed the IR law.
I do have a follow-up question related to the future IRs in Japan. I think because we witnessed, you know, for example, in Macau, the non-gaming components amenities including water parks, the theme park, the shopping, retail, and which in my understanding are more focused on the relatively younger generations, you know, so mm-hmm. young couples with the young children.
gaming can you have, how much non-gaming you have to have. The problem in Macau is that when the law was drafted in 2001, 2002, this was not detailed. Singapore learned from our mistake and spelled out very clearly how we can be the casino and so on and so forth. And I'm sure that 3 years from now we'll still be here discussing this thing. In Japan, the focus is exactly the same as far as I understand. There is a casino there inside the building. There are somewhere table games and slot machines where there will be all of these experiences. Various kinds. Okay, in Macau we know we cannot leave that to the market because the market wants to have table games and slot machines and maybe restaurants and a few more things that make a lot of money in the rest. Well, not that much. So this is a legal discussion from my point of view. We have to set these things in the law in detail.
balance of possible harm versus the potential economic benefits. We are willing to take that risk. We are going to mitigate those risks of gambling addictions as much as possible.
Usually, the government or bureaucratic people wants to avoid the discussion of because they know there are so many addiction people for pachinko and pachislo or
Yeah.